Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are and whatever time it is when you're listening to this. I send you all my greetings. I send you all of my light. I hope you're doing well. If you're driving, I hope that you can slow down. If you're in your bed or comfy listening to this, I hope that you like it. And guys, if you like this, or if you don't like what you're hearing, we would like to hear from you. What do you think? Today, we are not going to discuss a book. Today, we're going to just have a casual conversation about the way your physical body behaves and how that affects your body, the way you're behaving and how that actually affects your mind. And also we will talk about February being the Black History Month, and the author that we're going to be discussing, or the authors that we're going to be discussing in this month of February. Also, I would like to hear from you if you know of any authors that really inspires you, like Black authors. Since it is Black History Month, we'd like to discuss some Black authors and their contribution to the field of entrepreneurship and business, or the field of mindfulness and yoga and things of that sort. If you know of anyone or any authors that you like to recommend, let us know. We are very open to hear your suggestions. So this episode, as you can imagine, is not going to be very long. We're just going to be dribbling and dabbing on a couple of topics here. The first one, the physiology of your body. Have you ever realized that when you are used to doing something, you're used to doing something, and then when you don't do it, your body will like ask you, hey, what are you doing? Well, what do I mean by that? I mean, like, when let's say for those people who go to the gym or work out, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, maybe 7 times a week, you know this. Let's say you're working out like three days in a row, and you take a break, but then you slack off and you want to take more breaks, right? You want to take more breaks than needed. Your body will start to question you. It'll start to say, wait, what are you doing? It'll say, like, for me personally, it's yoga. Like, I do yoga at least once a day or twice a day, preferably. And I like it. I like doing it in the morning, or I like to do it in the afternoon or right before bed. I like to do some bedtime yoga. I'm not really doing yoga for a long time. Like, I'll do like 10 minutes yoga. I go on YouTube and find some really awesome videos, and I just follow it. So when I don't do yoga, one day, my body feels that. My body understands that I try to slack off or I got too busy for it. And it affects your mood. It affects my mood. And I might not be as perky as I usually am. I might not be as, you know, energetic as I usually want to be. So now when I wake up, what I ask myself is, okay, what is my energetic level from a scale of 1 to 10? Where is my energy rating at? So if it's like, you know, 2, if it's like at 3, that's still not good. My standard of energetic level has to be like between 8 or 9, preferably 10. So if I'm not at 8, I will do whatever it takes to get there. If I'm not at 8, I have to, whether I need to run or do like a quick minute hit exercise, I need to do something that will boost my energy up. So that's my standards. Another thing that I was looking into is patients who are dealing with depression. There was a study conducted where people who were severely depressed and antidepressants weren't helping them, they forced them to look up at the sun and smile for a long time. I know that sounds like harsh, right? For a depressed person to be forced to smile. But the thing is, their mood improved tremendously. Like, it improved a lot. It improved a lot when they did that to them. And the other interesting thing is, whenever you're feeling lack of confidence, pay attention to the positioning of your body. Sometimes when you're feeling lack of confidence, you will see that you might be standing a little slouched. You might not be walking with your chest up and your face and your eyes looking up, but you might be walking a little, you know, crouched down, like the word is over, kind of like really depressing positioning of your body. If you can change the position of your body, if you can do the power stand or stand up and look up, like, you know, the Superman stand, if you can do that stand, it will improve your mood. So a lot of people who think you're depressed, depression, I'm concluding or I'm observing, might not be necessarily something that's happening in your brain. It might just be something that's happening in your physiology and in your body, right? Okay, so we're going to take a quick 15 seconds break here. And then when we come back, we'll talk about Black History Month. And if you like to be interviewed, also message the show so that we can interview you. If you like to join in a conversation, you want to get on here and talk to the podcast, the Mindset Muse podcast, and just have a fun conversation about whatever topic you want to discuss, go ahead and write in, and we'll take a look at your the topic you want to talk about, and if it fits in, we'll get your interview here. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hello, enjoying the Mindset Muse podcast so far? You can now become a sponsor by donating to make it possible for future episodes to air. Just click the listener's support link to learn more. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to the second half of the show here, the Mindset Muse podcast. We're just having a very laid-back conversation today about the physiology, like the physical position of your body and how that affects your mood. And then we're going to now talk about like the fact that it's Black History Month, and we want to discuss authors or influential people that have an effect or about on the entrepreneurial and business side of Black America. One of the people that really stand out for me that I'm trying, or I will be discussing her book, is Shonda Rhimes. I believe Shonda Rhimes is a very powerful African-American figure. And she wrote this book, I think it's called Years of Saying Yes. And I don't know if any of you has ever read it. I've never read it. I'm going to start today. And we'll be discussing that book maybe for 2 or 3 days. And if you have any suggestions, we highly encourage you to let us know. Another person that I just discovered is this girl. She calls herself King Ashley Ann. Her name is Ashley Ann Jones. So I believe she wrote a book in collaboration with someone else. So I'm gonna look into that and find out what that book is. And we'll discuss that here as well. If this show is helping you, if you like to be a guest at the show, write in and let us know. We'd love to have you here. And with that being said, we're going to just wrap it up here. I hope that you have a very wonderful day, evening, or night, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in, and ciao.